A motor unit is a functional group of muscle fibers controlled by a single motor nerve. When that nerve fires, every fiber in the unit contracts together. A motor unit cannot be partially activated. That is the all-or-nothing principle of motor unit activation. A muscle is built from many motor units, and the strength and precision of the contraction depend on how many units are recruited and how well they are coordinated. Motor unit size is defined by the number of muscle fibers it contains. Some units contain only 5 to 10 fibers, while others can contain more than 100. Smaller motor units are typical in muscles that need fine, precise movement, such as the hand. Larger motor units are found in the bigger muscles of the limbs and trunk, where greater force is required. In general, larger motor units produce more force. Motor units are also classified by the type of muscle fibers they contain. Human muscle fibers are commonly identified using histochemical staining, especially at pace staining, which distinguishes slow-twitch and fast-twitch fibers. Type I fibers, also called slow-twitch fibers, are fatigue-resistant. They have low glycogen stores, high mitochondrial content, and a dense capillary supply. That makes them suited for long-duration, low-intensity work, such as posture maintenance and endurance activities. They are also important during recovery between repeated high-intensity efforts because they can oxidize lactate. Type IIA fibers are fast-twitch, fatigue-resistant fibers. They contain both glycolytic and oxidative enzymes, allowing them to produce relatively high force while still having some endurance capacity. That makes them useful for quicker, higher-intensity efforts. As exercise intensity increases, the body recruits additional motor units. Smaller motor units, often containing slow-twitch fibers, are recruited first. As the demand for force rises, larger motor units containing fast-twitch fibers are activated. The aerobic threshold is the exercise intensity, just below the point where blood lactate concentration begins to rise clearly above resting levels. Below this threshold, the majority of active muscle fibers are working aerobically. It is associated with a shift in fiber recruitment. As intensity increases beyond what slow-twitch fibers can sustain, fast-twitch fibers begin to be recruited. One proposed explanation is that the aerobic threshold marks the first recruitment of type IIA fibers, which contributes to a rise in lactate. The anaerobic threshold is a more complex concept. It is often described as the point during exercise when lactate production exceeds the body's ability to remove it, causing lactate to accumulate in the blood. This accumulation is linked to fatigue and reduced performance. There is no single cause of the anaerobic threshold, but a common explanation is that it occurs when type IIIA fibers are first recruited. These fibers can produce large amounts of lactate, but have limited capacity for lactate removal, leading to net lactate release into the bloodstream. The anaerobic threshold, therefore, represents a practical transition from predominantly aerobic energy production to increasing reliance on anaerobic metabolism. VO2 max, or maximal aerobic power, is the maximum amount of oxygen the body can take in and use during intense, whole-body exercise. It is measured during progressively harder exercise until exhaustion. VO2 max is one of the most widely used indicators of cardiovascular fitness and endurance capacity. It depends on the integrated function of several systems, including lung ventilation, oxygen diffusion from the lungs into the blood, cardiac output, blood flow distribution to working muscles, and the muscles' ability to extract and use oxygen. Higher VO2 max values are generally associated with better endurance performance when comparing athletes of different abilities. However, among athletes with similar VO2 max values, VO2 max alone may not reliably predict performance. In those cases, the anaerobic threshold is often a more useful indicator of endurance ability, because it reflects how well an athlete can sustain a high percentage of their maximum capacity before lactate accumulation limits performance. Training intensity zones are commonly built around three key physiological landmarks: the aerobic threshold, the anaerobic threshold, and VO2 max. These zones help coaches and athletes design workouts that target specific physiological adaptations and specific muscle fiber types. By using these thresholds, training programs can be more precise, reducing guesswork and allowing athletes to train at intensities that improve endurance, delay fatigue, and enhance race performance. In summary, motor units are the basic units of muscle contraction. Their size and fiber composition determine the type of force they can produce. Slow-twitch fibers support endurance and recovery, while fast-twitch fibers support higher force and higher intensity efforts. The aerobic and anaerobic thresholds describe important shifts in energy metabolism and fiber recruitment during exercise. VO2 max defines the upper limit of aerobic capacity, while the anaerobic threshold often better predicts sustainable performance among similarly fit athletes. Together, these concepts provide a framework for understanding muscle function and for designing effective endurance and strength training.